Texte numéro 39. How to tell if you're a workaholic. Everyone loves a hard worker. In fact, pulling long hours on the job and earning big is considered by many to be the modern mark of success. Being labelled a workaholic is sometimes seen as a badge of honour. But for some, the obsessive need to work comes at the expense of everything else. Health, relationships, and even work quality can suffer. It's a high price to pay. A compulsion to work has been leading people to therapists and self-help groups for years. It can even be deadly. A Japanese government study found 1/5 of the Japanese workforce is at risk of death from overwork. Overwork isn't just a problem in Japan. Workaholics Anonymous, a 12-step program which models itself on Alcoholics Anonymous, held its first international conference in the UK in June. There has been little research into why workaholism develops, but that's changing. In recent years, the phenomenon has begun to get more attention and is being treated as more than just a buzzword. Workaholism is not recognised as a medical condition, but its impact is being linked to health, workplace and mental issues. A recent meta-analysis by the University of Georgia showed that workaholics are less productive than colleagues with a healthier attitude and approach to work. Another study, published in May by a university in Norway, linked workaholic tendencies to other psychiatric issues like obsessive-compulsive disorder, anxiety and depression. But when does hard work turn negative? What might lead someone to believe they are a work addict? Well, workaholism is a compulsion, an obsessive and out-of-control urge to work or think about it, says a psychotherapist. Workaholism is not defined by hours, it's defined by what's going on inside of us, he says. A workaholic is someone who's on the ski slopes dreaming about being back at work. A healthy worker is at work dreaming about being on the ski slopes. The psychotherapist who has counselled people who have divorced, been fired or driven to health crises as a result of chronic overwork recalls one client who would tell her husband she was at the gym but instead would go to work before changing into workout clothes and dousing herself in water to make it look like she'd been sweating. But workaholics are not necessarily producing the best work or are any more engaged at the office than their colleagues, the analysis found. They also reported greater work-life conflict, lower physical and mental health, and detrimental outcomes for family, such as marital problems. There's not a lot of positive outcomes, despite the concept of workaholism often being linked with traits like being competitive, ambitious, and productive. Adapted from bbc.com, October 2016.